My name is Tatiana Raulian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Karen Stringfield, K-A-R-E-N, last name S-T-R-I-N-G-F-I-E-L-D. This patient was seen on November 9th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 34, a creatinine of 1.4, and a GFR of 43. The electrolytes are within normal limits. However, the serum potassium is on the higher end of normal at 4.9, period. Unfortunately, we do not have any urinalysis to assess the for activity in the urinary sediments or for proteinuria. Period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms. Or any other complaints at this time. Period. We advise the patient to consume a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, comma, decrease her overall intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours, comma, and to decrease her overall fluid intake to no more than 50 to 60 ounces in 24 hours, depending on her weight, period. She is, she presents with bilateral peripheral edema, 1+, period. We advise her to elevate her lower extremities and to wear compression stockings. In addition to the dietary modification, period. We also recommended weight loss to improve the kidney functions and overall health, period. We will order a renal ultrasound to assess the renal structures and rule out any masses, stones, hydronephrosis, or any other conditions that could affect the kidneys, the kidney functions. We also ordered CKD labs, uric acid to rule out hyperuricemia as a source of, as a cause for the deteriorated kidneys, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hypoglycemia, period. The patient presents with symptoms of hypoglycemia and checked her blood glucose level, which revealed a level of 51, period. We provided her with some lemonade to help improve her glucose level, period. She follows with Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinologist, period. We reinforced, well, we advised her to follow a plant-based diet, as well as low simple carbohydrates in the diet, period. Low intake of simple carbohydrates, as well as low intake of simple carbohydrate in the diet, period. Continue with the current regimen. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 178 over 93. Period. According to the patient, she does not check her blood pressure levels at home, and when she does check it, it's usually elevated. Period. She is currently taking lisinopril. A combination of lisinopril and hydrochlorothiazide 20-25 milligrams. Daily, as well as metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Period. We increased the metoprolol from 25 milligrams to 50 milligrams daily, and advised her to monitor and record her blood pressure at least twice a day, so we may assess the home, the blood pressure trends at home. Period. We again emphasize the importance of a decreased sodium intake in the diet, as well as decreased fluid intake. Period. She takes furosemide. Actually, no, she doesn't. She does not take furosemide. Disregard that sentence. Next line. Hyperlipidemia. We ordered lipid panel for the next visit. She currently takes simvastatin 40 milligrams, period. Next line, arthralgia, A-R-T-H-R-A-L-G-I-A, period. The patient reports joint pain and stiffness, especially in her fingers and hands. We ordered sedimentation rate, comma, C-reactive protein, comma, as well as an ANA for further evaluation. Next line, vitamin C deficiency. We will order mineral bone disease workup. Period. She is currently taking vitamin D3 5,000 units daily. 50,000 units weekly. She is taking vitamin D3 50,000 units weekly. Next line, history of seizure. Next line, obesity. She weighs 193 pounds today. We encouraged her to increase her physical activity and to lose weight by lifestyle changes. period. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workups. And